This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather in Israel is quite pleasant, with sunny skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a light breeze, perfect for a day out in the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet earlier today, Israel is closely watching the U.S.-Iran escalation. Jerusalem is preparing for possible rapid escalation and offers to join strikes, but Washington urges restraint. Also, Forward reports that earlier today, an Israeli airstrike killed a man in Gaza who organized World Cup viewings. Also this hour, Walla reports that a Lebanese army soldier was killed by a Hezbollah explosive. In the same incident, two other soldiers were injured. Separately, JNS has shared that the U.S. has sent dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel. This move comes as attacks across the Middle East intensify. And finally, I-24News reports a statement attributed to Mojtaba Khamenei, who calls Trump's signature worthless and vows unforgettable lessons for the U.S. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote just minutes ago that CENTCOM has moved to swiftly punish Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces after they attacked American service members in Jordan. U.S. Central Command posted earlier today that new airstrikes against Iran have begun. These strikes aim to degrade Iran's threat to commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and retaliate for attacks against U.S. troops. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, posted that Hezbollah's explosive device killed a Lebanese soldier in Mansouri. He emphasized the IDF's call for Lebanese coordination to prevent such incidents. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation between Israel and Iran. As reported by Ynet, Israel is on high alert due to the rising tension between the U.S. and Iran. Jerusalem has offered to join any military action, although the U.S. currently advises caution. This preparation signals Israel's readiness for any potential threats from Iran or its proxies, which could impact regional stability. Turning to Gaza, Forward reports the tragic death of a man who organized World Cup viewings. He was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Soccer, a universal passion, loses one of its advocates in a complex conflict zone. This incident highlights the ongoing violence affecting civilians in the region. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, as reported by Walla, a Lebanese army vehicle encountered a Hezbollah explosive, resulting in one soldier's death and injuries to two others. The IDF has reiterated the need for coordination with Lebanese forces to clear areas of explosives, underscoring the continual risk posed by Hezbollah. In the United States, JNS reports that the arrival of refueling aircraft in Israel is part of a broader military buildup. As tensions with Iran rise, this move signifies the U.S.'s commitment to support its allies in the region. It also points to the increasing hostility that could escalate further. Finally, in a report from I-24 News, Mojtaba Khamenei has issued a provocative statement against the U.S., specifically targeting former President Trump. This rhetoric adds to the already volatile atmosphere, suggesting further diplomatic strains. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTech, AI agents are transforming the software business model. Gartner predicts AI coding costs could exceed average developer salaries by 2028, impacting the enterprise finance sector significantly. Separately, Walla Business reports that the Mami card broke records in Israel, issuing 11,000 cards in a day. This achievement marks a new milestone for Isracard and the Mami Club. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Israeli companies are increasingly offering summer gifts, including vacations in Sicily, as part of their employee welfare policies. This trend reflects a growing emphasis on employee satisfaction beyond traditional holidays. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.